Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hunter Biden and the Biden family has an IRS problem. Oh, the irony. And I can't tell you that I feel bad for him, because I don't. We are long overdue to get some real justice in America, and here we are. Here we've got it. Welcome, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, this IRS whistleblower... we talked about it at the end of the show yesterday, but this IRS whistleblower has come out and said, "I'm watching how this was treated. This whole Biden situation was treated, and it wasn't done fairly." And by the way, I've talked about whistleblowers. These are good people. You know who's exposed more of what's been going on inside of the FBI than anybody else? FBI whistleblowers are the ones going to Congress. These are the good guys. These are the gatekeepers that say, you know what, Christopher Wray and James Comey, they are scumbags. They've been carrying water for the Democratic Party. Where are the CIA whistleblowers? Where are the NSA whistleblowers? These people need to be lauded. They need to be appreciated. They need to be shown that what you do is important. Don't think for one second we don't recognize it. 844-551-8255. We have watched the most lawless administration ever. I didn't believe that the left would protect this moron of a fake president, Joe Biden, the way they have. They protect him like he's baby black Jesus. I thought Barack Obama got coddled. You know why they're coddling Joe Biden? Because he's not in charge. He's the guy that's a puppet, and he's been told to do what he does, and they've let him get away. They've protected him as much as you can possibly protect him. But you know what, folks? The protection's ending. And I don't know who pulled the trigger, who finally said enough is enough. Maybe it was the Chinese. Maybe that was a shot over the bow that Senator Johnson talked about the other day when he says, because they ask him point blank, why do you think Cathay Bank is giving these records readily? And he says, I think it's a shot over the bow. Is it? I'm telling you, the Bidens are done. I told you, I've been talking about this, folks, for the better part of a year. I said to you on this very show, and I've said it in much other media, the Democrats are getting rid of Biden. They have to. They have no choice. One of them is very simple. It's in your face. Joe Biden is incompetent. He cannot stand. He couldn't do a good job carrying water for the first 2 years. He's going to age like you wouldn't believe, and I'm going to tell you right now, he is going to fake an injury. He may not be faking. In the next 6 months, you can bet they're going to talk about Joe Biden's got a brain malady. It's been diagnosed. We're sorry, but we're going to transition out. Kamala Harris, maybe if they'll try to survive the Kamala Harris thing, they're going to try to get Biden through so they don't have to make her the first female president. Because there are a lot of people that don't want to see that happen. But it's over. And what happens to Joe Biden? If he just disappears into the woodwork, maybe nothing happens. But if he doesn't, he's going to be in trouble. He's going to watch his son go through pure hell. And you know what? It is well deserved. I have no sympathy for that family. And let me give you some hints. Okay, because that's really what you want to look for when you're trying to decide how Kevin, how do you know? What do you think you know that we don't know? Huh? What do you think you know, black man? Let me tell you what I know. I know this. Joe Kennedy declared. Now, he declared right around the same time that Joe Biden alluded. He did not officially announce he was running on Al Roker, but he unofficially announced he was running. And what happened? The world, well, is he running? Is he not running? They ridiculed him on CNN and other channels going, well, that was pretty crappy how you did it. Either you're running or you're not. Make an announcement. Joe couldn't make an announcement. He hadn't gotten official word yet. He didn't know if he's running. So Joe Kennedy announces. Is that Vivek Ramaswamy who's running against Donald Trump? No, nobody even knows who that guy is. Is it Bolton who's running against Trump? Is it Nikki Haley that's running against Trump? Is it Asa Hutchinson who's running against Trump? No, 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 folks. It is an iconic Democrat name, a Kennedy. A Kennedy. That's a big name in Democrats. And he's announced. And let me tell you what they did. Here's another hint. He's at 14%, I saw. You want to know why they started him there? Because that's a low bar. What about when Kennedy gets to 25% from 14? That's an 11-point jump. He's still 75%, don't want him. But that's a big jump, and you can talk about how big of a jump and how fast he's rising. That's why they told you 14%. That's what I saw. You may not have seen it, but it's out there. 14% of Joe Biden's people say they would support Kennedy. Okay, so 86% still support Joe. No, 14% of Joe Biden's people support Kennedy. When it's 25%, it's a big jump. When it jumps to 40, now he's got problems. Trust me, it's going to move fast. And what else did I tell you? I told you the minute that Kennedy starts making some progress, other people, Gavin Newsom, will declare. Let me tell you, Gavin Newsom is being held back by the hammer of Thor. This guy wants to jump in so badly. And then when he jumps in, there'll be 15 people, 20 people that'll run. And it won't be Kamala Harris. She'll be done. That's what's going to happen. But that's your first indicator. Who allowed a Kennedy, an iconic Democrat, to dare challenge a sitting president? Who does that? Oh, well, Kevin, he's a moderate. He's an independent thinker, blah, blah, blah. No, he's a Kennedy, and he's a Democrat. And everybody knows that you associate Kennedy with Democrats. And it's a big enough name that it gets media attention. Why would you allow that to happen? You control the media. You control it all. Why would you let a Kennedy do it? Why not a Vivek Ramaswamy? Why not an Asa Hutchinson? Why not somebody that has a lot less, appeal, marquee value? Because you got to start the blood. The bloodletting must begin somewhere. So here it is. And it's going to move fast. You want to know what's going to dominate the media cycle? Forget Donald Trump and indictments and all that. They're going to try to bring that up towards the end. But that'll come up when they're done with Biden. When it finally gets to the point where they got to go after these Bidens hard. And it's starting. It's starting with this whistleblower. When we get beyond that, it's going to be ugly for the Democrats and the Biden family. And the thing the Democrats have to do, they have to figure out, how do we distance ourselves from this Biden debacle without looking guilty?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I knew nothing about my son's blah, blah, blah. That's what Joe Biden said. I knew nothing about Hunter's stuff. I wasn't involved. Those are the words that are going to bring down Joe Biden. Let's just go ahead and get into this, what Fox News and ironically CBS News had to say about this. And this is tip number two of why the Bidens are going down. Not that, you know, this is the reason. The Bidens were going to go down before this happened. But this is just what I already predicted. These are the breadcrumbs leading to the demise of the Bidens. Nothing new here for me, and probably nothing new here for you, because you're discerning people. If you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, and me specifically, 844-551-8255, you know. You are already in the know. I'm not teaching you much. I'm just, you know, jogging a few brain cells every now and then. Anyway, here's the Fox clip on Hunter Biden's IRS problem.
Fox News alert, a bombshell just dropped in the Hunter Biden tax investigation. A senior IRS whistleblower has reportedly told Congress that they want to come forward and reveal a cover-up in the tax evasion case. Although Hunter wasn't specifically named, according to a letter from attorneys, the whistleblower has been overseeing the, quote, ongoing and sensitive investigation of a high-profile controversial subject since early 2020, and is looking for guidance on how to lawfully expose preferential treatment and false testimony to Congress by a senior political appointee. The New York Post is saying a congressional source confirmed the complaint pertains to the first son, and the timeline matches up with Hunter's tax investigation. We will keep you updated as this story develops.
Now, I play that not because it gives you any news, but just to say to you, okay, it's in the news finally. Now, the left out there will go, well, that's Fox News, man. I mean, we expect that from Fox News. No. This is going to get down to the base level. And this is why I keep telling, I'm no Svengali here. I'm just telling you, when you get something that involves a crackhead, you get the attention of the general public, because people go, wait a minute, hold on a second. Crackheads don't get millions of dollars by sitting on boards. Crackheads don't fly on private planes and set up mega deals that involve multiple countries. And what happened recently, as I said, Kennedy declares, they try to deflect. Donald Trump's out of the news cycle. That should be strange right there, right? Donald Trump gets arraigned by Alvin Bragg. He does that. Then he gets called in by Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York, who is maliciously trying to prosecute Donald Trump. And Trump sits for 7 hours and says, prove to me that I'm not a successful businessman. Prove it. Show me something I've done that anybody else hasn't done, because the minute you do, I'm going to sue you, the state of New York, everybody will go down. Now, before, he said he plead the fifth, because they said, oh, he'll set a trap for you. Set a trap for what? I'm a billionaire, successful guy with a brand, and I became president. The trap's being set for you. You're going to get snake bit, Letitia James. And he testified for 7 hours. Did you hear a peep? Nothing. Nothing out of it. So pivot to what else we got. As I said, the Kennedy boy, who's now declared. And suddenly, when those two things occur, Donald Trump out of the news cycle, Kennedy declares, and then we get an IRS whistleblower. As if it happened today. They've known about this. The powers that be, number one, wouldn't even let Joe Kennedy announce. They would say, look, we're not even going to cover you. Joe, don't even bother. Joe Kennedy's announcement should have only been in the Daily Caller. This is a Democrat announcing to run against a sitting president. That's huge. It was in the news, and it was just teased. It's about to get even bigger, because other people are going to get at it. But let's go back to this story. So we get the IRS whistleblower who says, I want to be treated like a whistleblower. I want whistleblower protection. He's letting people know, you can't just blow the whistle on these guys, and it's big enough. And I've done the forensic stuff, and here's the irony. Here's what I love about this story. These are the people that wanted to hire, 87,000 new IRS agents? Why? To come after us. And you know who may bring these suckers down? The one agent that's there. You know who's going to bring the FBI down? Insiders, whistleblowers. These are the people giving data to the Republicans. Now, I want to remind you of something, folks. The Democrats didn't want to give you anything. The Democrats claimed to be transparent. They offered nothing. No transparency. They did everything they could to stop us from getting this stuff. And by the way, when I tie it all together with J6 and election integrity from the 2020 election, etc., you'll get it. It'll make sense. Anyway, here's CBS talking about Hunter Biden's little IRS problem.
There is breaking news in the federal criminal investigation into Hunter Biden's tax returns. An attorney for an IRS supervisor sent a letter to lawmakers today asking for whistleblower protection, saying his client has information that suggests the investigation is being improperly influenced by, quote, preferential treatment in politics. Here's CBS News chief investigative correspondent Jim Axelrod.
My client wants to come forward to Congress. He's ready to be questioned about what he knows and what he experienced under the proper legal protections.
Attorney Mark Lytle's client is a supervisory special agent at the IRS who's prepared to tell Congress the investigation he's been working on has been hampered by what he thinks is special treatment.
Typical steps that a law enforcement investigator would take were compromised because of political considerations.
Lytle wouldn't talk in specifics, declining to identify either his client or the target of the investigation his client helped conduct. Can you identify him?
I can't at this stage, Jim.
But CBS News has learned the investigation the whistleblower worked on is about Hunter Biden.
What we're doing is being completely cooperative.
That was Biden 2 years ago, after the DOJ opened an investigation into his finances. The FBI collected what it believed was sufficient evidence to charge Biden with tax crimes. And last year, sent its findings to the U.S. attorney in Delaware. Since then, silence.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. That's what the Democrats are going to experience. And this U.S. attorney in Delaware, what's going on? Why are you slow walking this? What about all the people who were involved with the grand jury that's supposed to be investigating Hunter Biden? Where's that at? That's been over a year. How are these people going to give an excuse for why they haven't done the obvious? Is the problem for the Democrats. You got your popcorn? Get the popcorn. Do the popcorn. Or do the corn pop. I'm loving this. This is long overdue. And here's the thing, folks. This is not vindication for just one stupid thing by the Democrats. This is an overlay of everything that we've been talking about. This is an overlay for January 6th. This is an overlay for election integrity. This, it's not vindication. We knew we were right, so let's gloat.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. More storms coming to the southeast today, now 2 days after a deadly tornado ripped through the small town of Cole, Oklahoma. The system's aiming toward the mid-Atlantic. It'll bring strong rain and hail, but not a big tornado threat. The man accused of shooting a six-year-old girl and her father after a basketball rolled onto his yard is now in custody. 24-year-old Robert Singletary surrendered to authorities near Tampa after Tuesday's shooting at his home in suburban Charlotte. It was just a few months ago that Tesla lowered prices on two of its models. Now it's raising the prices on the Model S and Model X by more than 2.5%. Tesla stock has fallen thanks to a subpar profit report. And after just a couple of weeks, Twitter's dropping the phrase government-funded from the profiles of some news outlets. NPR, Swedish Public Radio, and CBC stopped using Twitter to protest that label. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The lack of cooperation by state, and I'm not talking about the IGs. I'm talking about the Department of State and, to a lesser extent, USAID, is unprecedented in the nearly 12 years that I have been to CIGAR. And I must add, in the two decades that I did congressional oversight, both in the Senate and the House. Due to this refusal to fully cooperate, a significant portion of CIGAR's work, including the two reports, the five reports we did for this committee, have been hindered and delayed.
In case you're wondering what that's about, that's a guy named Kopko, and he's what's called the CIGAR. He's the inspector general for what's going on in Afghanistan. And here's what they say on the CIGAR website. CIGAR provides independent and objective oversight of the $146.68 billion the U.S. has provided to implement reconstruction programs in Afghanistan. Did you hear that number? Almost $147 billion. CIGAR's core value of excellence, independence, and integrity guide its audits, investigations, and inspections. The Inspector General, that's who you heard, John Sopko, he said he can't guarantee that the U.S. tax dollars are not funding the Taliban. Well, here's what I will tell you. If you don't know where the money's going, follow the Bidens. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's what Kopko said. There are still major problems with our assistance in Afghanistan that this committee should be alerted to. The United States has appropriated $2 billion for Afghan assistance since withdrawal, and further $3.5 billion may be available through the newly created Switzerland-based Afghan Fund. While I agree, and we all agree, Afghanistan faces a dire humanitarian and economic situation, it is critical that our assistance not be diverted by the Taliban. And you know who's slow-walking him so he can actually look for the money? If you said Joe Biden, you'd be right. That's just the beginning, folks. I told you the beginning of the end of the Bidens happened a while back. I didn't know when it would officially kick in, because I think it did a while back. I don't think it was enough up front, you know, where people could recognize it. But are you not recognizing it today? I literally had a lunch with a radio show host the other day, and I told him, what are your thoughts about Joe Kennedy? He said, I'm shocked that a Kennedy was allowed to enter the race. Somebody with that high of a profile. People around the table validated exactly what I said on this very program. I didn't get it from them. I'm presuming we were all thinking about it together. News, they say, is leaking out from behind the veil of lies that the Democrats and their media allies have shrouded around, that at least six more members of the Biden family have financially benefited from Hunter Biden's many illicit international schemes. Total number now, the Bidens who have been enriched by Hunter's illegal activities, is up to nine. The real question remains, what about the big guy? Representative James Comer has been leading the righteous investigation into the controversial first son, and as he stated in a recent press conference about the revelations of more Biden family members benefiting from Hunter Biden's globe-trotting activities, the Biden family enterprise is centered on Joe Biden's career and connections, and has generated an exorbitant amount of money for the Biden family. And what are we getting? We're learning that the IRS has a whistleblower who says, you know what? I know what they're doing. I can tell you who's been hiding what. I can tell you who's been interfering. I know where the bones are buried. What's he got? It's a he. I told my researchers, see if you can figure out who this is. I can tell you who it's not. It's not Lois Lerner. We're about to break this thing open. And I look, there are naysayers out there. Kev, come on, man. It ain't going to do nothing, man. It ain't going to do nothing. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I'm not going to be pessimistic. I'm optimistic. Because here's the way I have to believe. I have to believe there is a loving, living God. And I have to believe that the truth is going to get out. I have to believe that it is in the greater good of this nation, the nation that God shines his bright, brilliant light on. And he says, enough is enough. You've been a nation ruled by fools and scoundrels. And it's time that you get your comeuppance, that you get a chance to look them in the eye and say, you've been lying. They've been lying about everything. He said, look at what the last 3 years of the Biden administration has wrought. Never would we have honestly considered that the U.S. dollar would be removed as a world currency. Yet that is it. Pricely, what is at play here? I'm reading this from, I don't even know, where do we get this article? I believe it. It says, before the rise of the Biden presidency, China was a major player in places far afield like the Middle East and Latin America. Today, China displaces the United States everywhere, even in Europe, where Joe Biden is risking nuclear third world war with Russia to ostensibly maintain America's dominant position there. The Chinese are edging the Yanks out. See, when you say elections have consequences, this is it. Cheated elections have consequences. I'm going to ask these leftists this again. You've heard me say it before, folks. Lefties, what are you going to do when you learn the truth? You going to ignore it? I shouldn't say that. What are you going to do when you are finally forced to acknowledge the truth? You've learned the truth. You've just ignored it. What are you going to do? You going to apologize to us? You going to fall on your sword? I don't think so. Hey, we got news the other day that Dan Bongino has been let go at Fox. Didn't renegotiate his contract. And I'm going to tell you guys something. So Dan and I were cool for a long time. He called me up when he was running for office. Hey, Kev, can you get this out for me? Can you do this or do that? I leave Fox. Right at the same time I was getting fired from Fox, he was coming in. You wouldn't even probably know Dan had I not gotten fired. I mean, it wouldn't be as big of a deal because I was going to get a show and all this other stuff. The minute I left, I shouldn't say that. That's not totally true. I think I'd gone, and Melissa and I saw him and his wife. I'm not going to say her name, but we saw them at the Breakers. And Dan was very magnanimous. Hey, man, I can help you with the radio show, blah, blah, blah. Melissa contacted him multiple times, didn't respond to her call. So I was at an event. I was with one of his Secret Service mates, the guy that he graduated school with. I said, he goes, hey, man, you happen to know Dan? I said, yeah. He said, I went to class with him. We were buddies back then. I said, well, let's send him a note. Send him a note. Response was, oh, cool. Something like that. It was very, like, who cares? So at that point, I mean, I already was getting cold. Now, we're sending notes and flowers when he got cancer and the whole deal, and nothing back. So he gets let go. I don't know what happened. They said, oh, Fox, they had a contract dispute. Nah, that's not what happens with Fox. Fox gave him a number. He didn't want it. And they said, take it or leave it. And he left. You can call it fired or whatever, but or you can say, in other words, maybe he wasn't fired, but they gave him a contract that said, you're not coming back. And he didn't go back. And I'm not mad at him. I don't care. Fox and I, you know, we've got our own history. But what I will tell you is this. There's no love lost for any of these guys. The minute I left Fox, none of those guys contacted me, said a word. Didn't say, sorry, man. Didn't say, you know what, you were right. I'd love to get you on the show. What can I do to help? Nothing. No promotion, no nothing. No, come host my show. Not the TV show, the radio shows, nothing. I want you to know how they are. Because people come up to me, oh, Kevin, so-and-so seems so cool. So-and-so seems, let me tell you, these are people that I don't consider them, and I'm not just talking about Fox. I'm talking about disingenuous conservatives who don't really care. They'll smile in your face while you're above them or on the rise. Then they want you. But the minute you don't have something to offer them, it's over. It's sick. No different than these lefties, if you ask me. Let me get back to this. So we've got Hunter Biden on the ropes, IRS whistleblower. I don't have any more information. I can't wait till next week, though. The guy who wrote this article, this is the last part, he says, impeach Joe Biden. What do you think? You think it's coming? Love to hear from you on that. I think Joe Biden's going to get impeached. I'm going to go out on a limb. He says Joe Biden is the patriarch of a crime family, the members of which have been thoroughly compromised by Chinese funny money going back years. They impeached former President Trump for a perfect phone call between himself and Ukraine President Zelensky over the Biden family's alleged corruption in Ukraine. Let's hope the GOP can return the favor to the far more scandalous Biden and his compromised family. Do we have the guts? Do we have the guts to tell it like it is? That's a question we should be asking ourselves about all things conservative.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
While the Biden's problems grow and the problems of the Democrats grow, Donald Trump's getting stronger. That's right. Here's what I say about problem solving, and you correct me if I'm wrong. I don't know whether you've got a shortfall in your finances in your household, but when you do, you probably sit down with your significant other and you say, we got to come up with a plan. and the plan has to work, some people downsize. They say, you know, the too much house, too much upkeep, we need to get some equity out, buy something smaller, maybe we rent for a little while, who knows. But you automatically start to problem solve. You start to figure out, what is it going to take for us to make things right? That's what normal people do. But we don't live in a time of normal. Right now, McCarthy's talking about some, let's blow out the debt ceiling. He's coming up with some creative way to automatically raise the debt ceiling. Why is it a ceiling if you're going to automatically raise it? When do we finally say, enough is enough, stop the spending, it's going to go down? Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. There is a practical solution to almost any problem you face. I will tell you, I don't know how you think, but here's how I think. You give me a problem, and the problem may seem insurmountable, and the first thing I tell myself is this: somebody else has faced this problem, and they've overcome it. So that means there's hope. I'm not talking about going to Jupiter. I'm talking about a problem that somebody in the world has faced. Maybe you lost your parent. Maybe you lost a child. Maybe you lost a job. Maybe you got foreclosed on a house. Name me your problem that you think is unique to you. Oh, my children rebelled. One of my kids got arrested. Whatever. There's not a problem that you're going to face that somebody hasn't faced. That's my first thing I always think of. So that tells me there's an out. And then I commence to starting to look at what it takes. How is the problem complex? Do I need to break it into four parts? Do I need to break it into 400 parts? And if it's four parts, you start connecting the dots. What needs to happen first? Based on what we call interdependencies. Does something need involve the help of another? Am I going to need to involve someone? My brother, a cousin, my spouse, my parents, whatever it may be. And then the other is developing your timeline. So between the timeline and the interdependence, all you're looking at then is setting your metrics. And for those of you who know what I'm doing, you know how to project plan. So if you're going to cut your budget by 30%, it's pretty easy to do. Let me just give you an example. You make a list of everything you spend money on. You put everything, even the little things that you don't think about. And then you start taking the things out that you know, I don't need cigarettes. I don't need liquor. I don't need to go to the movies. I can reduce the cost of cable. Or I can get rid of it. I can get rid of Netflix. I can get rid of whatever. I can give up coffee. And you do stuff little by little, incrementally. I don't know how big the problem is. If you talk about getting rid of Netflix or dropping coffee, Elon Musk will look at you like you're crazy. I mean, what is his budgetary constraints, right? But people do. There are people who make millions of dollars, who are worth millions of dollars, and sometimes things can become such that they have to create budgetary constraints. They got to give up a beach house. I'll never forget, I was watching Billions, and the guy was saying, he goes to the guy who wants to invest in something. He says, look, what are you worth? Like 140, 150 million? And he starts naming all the properties that he has, and he says, you've got an $8 million annual nut just for maintaining your lifestyle. This is before you spend any money. And he was like, I think the guy was worth $40 million. It was like he was worth $40 million. And he was saying, you got an $8 million spend. He goes, you're going to have to sell the place in the Hamptons. And because Axelrod is convincing him, I will help you get yourself built back up to some decent money. And I will never forget thinking, the dude is worth 40, 50 million. And Axelrod's going, you're practically broke. Because by billionaire standards, he was practically broke. Let's go back to the problems. We know how to problem solve. So the question is, why is it we never make progress? Why is it no matter what comes up, we can't seem to figure it out? I'm curious. So I go back to Joe Biden has exacerbated every single problem that exists today. He hasn't worked with mayors of cities to stop crime, He hasn't worked with governors to stop crime. He hasn't worked with retailers and city planners to say, look, let's stop the theft that's going on. It's creating even more rampant inflation. He hasn't done that. He hasn't solved the jobs problem and people wanting to go back to work. And I could go on. But the one that he hasn't done that, quite frankly, is a stain on America is fighting homeless, and particularly homeless vets. But let's just focus on homeless. President Donald Trump released a plan to address homelessness in the U.S. that he says has contributed to the decline of America's once great cities, because they're not great anymore. He says the homeless have no right to turn every park, sidewalk into a place for them to squat and do drugs. Americans should not have to step over piles of needles and waste as they walk down the street in a beautiful city. At least a once beautiful city. Because they've changed so much over the last 10 years. And he's pointing a finger at cities like San Francisco. Donald Trump argued that the majority should not have to suffer in these areas because of a deeply unwell few. And you know how these people got unwell? Because they followed leftist policies. Leftists closed down the insane asylums. Why? Because it was too much of a stigma to tell someone you're insane. You need to go get mental help. Why? You pull a muscle, you twist an ankle, do you go to the doctor? Well, if you pull a brain muscle, you twist a brain ankle, so to speak, metaphorically speaking, shouldn't you go to the doctor? Look, I'm not going to lie to you. Growing up, anytime somebody went to see to a therapist or something like that, it was a stigma. I don't know who did it. Does it matter? Is it left or right? Is it Republican or Democrat? Is it who? I don't know. But here's what I will tell you. You're smart if you go seek help when you're struggling with an issue. I've watched Dr. Phil enough to go, holy crap, man, I wish I'd had a guy like that to talk to when I lost my mother. When I was lying because my dad was in prison and I didn't want people to know that he was a criminal. And whatever else that was going on in my life. Couldn't you have used a Dr. Phil somewhere along the way? Trump goes on to say, there is nothing compassionate about letting these individuals live in filth and squalor. For a small fraction of what we spend in Ukraine, we could take every homeless veteran in America. We could take them in. Our veterans are being treated horribly. Likewise, with all the money we will save by ending mass unskilled migration, we will have a huge dividend to address our crisis in our own country. Look, I don't know if you agree with those words in particular, but here's what I will tell you. It is a solution. It's a pathway to a solution. He says urban camping will be banned, and those who violate those bans will be arrested. He clarified that they will be given an option to get treatment if they're willing to be rehabilitated. He says, where are you going to take them? He says, large parcels of inexpensive land will be opened, and a range of medical professionals, social workers, drug rehab specialists can care for the homeless to address their problems. Have you heard anybody talk about this in any reasonable way? Homeless encampments in every city. I've been there. I've seen them in California. I roll my eyes as I'm running through Schiff's district or Swalwell's district, and you're going, are you kidding me? They're all over every major city. And it's almost like people just ignore it. Oh, well, just step over them. He says, for those of this temporary down on our luck, we will work with them to quickly reintegrate them into a normal life. For those who have addiction, substance abuse, and common mental health problems, we'll get them into treatment. Those who are severely mentally ill and deeply disturbed, we'll get them to mental institutions where they belong with the goal of reintegrating them back into society once they're well enough to manage. It's a tough task. A very tough task. See, this is presidential. This is a guy saying, I see the problem. I'm not looking beyond these people. I'm not looking through them. I see the problem. Who else is doing this? Gavin Newsom? He's got the worst of any of them because people love California. It's a great place to be poor and down on your luck, even crazy. Keep it up, Trump. This is the type of stuff that we as conservatives should be talking about.
Rip putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.